morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, December 17, 2019. We'll go on the record at 10:30 a.m. We'll begin our meeting with an invitation led by Commissioner Sinigal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wong.
Thank you, body head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious seat. Thank you for your many blessings, for blessing this county, elected officials, the families of Jefferson County, and all those that serve the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you protect those that's away from home and harm's way, protecting our democracy. We ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please go on to the pledge. Our very thanks for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today with item A under Management Information System. Consider publicly adopt the resolution recognizing Paul Rubin for 31 years and 7 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County MIS Department and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And under Public Health, item A, consider publicly adopt the resolution recognizing Mary Stagg for 32 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Public Health Department and citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinigal.
Reluctantly, second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Paul, if you'd like to come up.
Not really.
Resolution reads, whereas Paul Hollander, beginning of the program analyst and then data processing department, has dedicated 31 years and 7 months of his life in service to Jefferson County and citizens. Whereas he has proven himself to be a major asset towards the implementation and day-to-day operations of information systems throughout the county. And whereas he has shown the dedication and resolve required to advance the program or analyst to assistant director and then to director of the now Management Information Systems Department. Whereas Paul has always proven himself to be a dependable, successful, trusted employee and mentor who through hard work and commitment to excellence has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens. And whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County MIS Department, he is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Will be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County will hereby honor and commend Paul Hollander for his dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County, congratulates him on his retirement, wishes him well in all his future endeavors. Thank you.
these three, I'm the same person, but that's not to say that it doesn't have any more knowledge or anything else than anybody else.
But you are older than us. See me in every way.
I just want to take a moment to share that I really appreciate your efforts and your staff's efforts to keep us out of a lot of severe issues right now, especially with cybersecurity, all the different things that are hitting a lot of other counties and government entities. You've taken a proactive role in trying to make sure that we are protected from outside malware and other things, and for all the other things that you've been helped with to keep our computer systems operational, our programs up to date. You have definitely been an asset to the county and to the taxpayers of Jefferson County, and you will be missed, and we wish you the very best in your future and all your money.
All right, Ms. Day. Good morning. Whereas Mary Stagg has devoted 32 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has dedicated her talents and services as a receptionist at the Jefferson County Public Health Department. Whereas she has placed her services to those persons who are in need of medical and financial assistance in Jefferson County. Whereas Mary Stagg is highly respected by the various community resource agencies in Jefferson County, has through hard work and commitment to excellence earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. Having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Public Health Department, Mary Stagg is recognized for unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will be missed by our friends and co-workers. Now therefore be resolved the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County in a regular meeting duly convened in acting in capacity of the governing body of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Mary Stagg for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Would you like to say anything?
First, give an honor to Judge Brady, county commissioners, my family, friends, and my colleagues. I am extremely grateful to have been given an opportunity to be part of such a fine organization and have helped to serve the people of Jefferson County. I feel blessed to have known and worked with many amazing people and formed friendships that I know will last along a lifetime. My time worked here with Jefferson County is beyond anything I could ever have imagined, and I'm excited about the next chapter of my life. And I look forward to the future and what lies ahead. And to each of my colleagues, I will miss you.
Appreciate the 32 years. I came in about 12 years ago, and one thing I judged upon was about the complaints. Zero complaints. Of course, we had a couple, but they all waged at Vicky. So that's understandable. But I wanted, would public health please stand? These are the people that, you know, see some of the less fortunate people that, whatever the criteria is for public health in Jefferson County, you know, the taxpayers support that, but it still takes a special ministry to serve people sometimes that others won't serve. So I want to say thank you on behalf of the court and Commissioner Appleton in this absence. And thank you, and you're too young to retire, though, so we may get you back part-time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Moving to items under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids for invitation to bid for automobile rental concessions at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. award out of bids, receive file bids, and for time to be determined contractor in that choose Jefferson County. Item C is consider and approve execute receive file contract renewal for HVAC maintenance, repair, and emergency for park industrial commercial mechanical for a fourth and final 1 year term from January 7th, 2020 through January 6th, 2021. Item D is to consider and approve execute receive file professional services agreement with Avalita for telecommunications and information technology performance management for Jefferson County in accordance with an RFQ for telecommunications and information technology performance management program. Item E is to consider and approve execute receive file agreements with Electric Nexus in Jefferson County for AccuRent government services online access for multiple departments as shown on attachment A for 1 year term from January 1st, 2020 through December 1st, 2020 with the option to renew annually for a cost increase of 3% per year. Item F is to consider and approve execute receive file agreement with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for LexisNexis advanced website access subscription for 1 year with 172nd District Court for a 1 year term from January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020 at a monthly cost of $80. Item G is consider and approve execute receive and file a job order contract with C-Tech Facilities and Maintenance for the repair of the service center shop area roof in the amount of $54,355.62 in accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract, with funding coming from available capital projects. Item H is consider approve execute receive and file a job order contract with Signature Group for the Ford Park interior reconstruction of the main offices and pavilion to Imelda $327,960 in accordance with the Region 5 contract. And item I is to consider approve execute receive file professional services agreement Wheaton Engineering and Environmental Science LLC for the downtown jail smoke purge system review for a total estimated cost of $5,600. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Rollins. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county auditor, we have four items. Item A is consider approved budget transfer for ditching work at precinct one. Cover supplies for the ditching project. Item B is consider approved out of state travel for Judge Kent Walston from New Orleans, Louisiana. Cost of travel is $736.20. Funds are available in the 58th District Court budget. Item C is considered approved electronic disbursement for $470,314.60 for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 466-470 through 466-752. Do we have a motion on those items from the county audit?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Now, just under discussion, I just mentioned that that cost for that travel to New Orleans is the identical to what it, or less than what it would have cost it to go to the same seminar in Dallas, which is the only other place it's offered. So the hotel in Dallas was actually a little bit more. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And the county commissioners, we have three items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution to extend the disaster declaration for Tropical Storm Imelda pursuant to section 418.108B of the government code. Item B is received file certificate of completion for Jefferson County Precinct 2 Commissioner Brent Weaver to successfully complete the continuing education provision for Article 81.0025 of the local government code. And item C is consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Commissioner Troy Simmons to position one and Mark Zambordino to position five as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District number one. That motion
so
moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I don't think he was the gentleman here. I don't see him as one. Okay.
All right, under risk management, item A is considering possibly approve the addition of aircraft endorsement to the Sheriff's Department fixed wing plane, the aviation and all the insurance policy with ACE property and casualty, effective December 1st, 2019, for an annual premium of $14,449.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion. Carrie, have we not had that covered before for him?
Yes, we have. It was with a different carrier, and we were combining all of the aviation, the helicopters, and the airplanes onto one policy.
Okay. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider approved U.S. Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service Modification Number 13, the current intergovernmental agreement. Purpose of the agreement is to incorporate the new wage determination effective February 1st, 2020. Item B is to receive file executed 2019-2020 Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force Interlocal Agreement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court would bring to the attention of the public that I take an act? We will not be having court next week. It's going to be Christmas week, and we certainly wish all of you and the citizens of Jefferson County a wonderful and merry Christmas. Our next meeting will be on December 30th at 2 p.m. Little bit out of order, but we'll need to be here to pay our bills. The agenda items will need to be provided to Ms. George by the 19th. So, do you have something, Commissioner?
I was just also going to ditto what you said about wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. And if you're traveling, be safe out there. There's going to be a lot of people traveling this season, holiday season, so just be cautious of the other people on the highway or whatever you may be using, but hopefully y'all return safe to your homes following Christmas and have a wonderful Christmas with your family and friends. Thank you.
All right, if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.